God, Papa blow you me, one time Christ Jesus, big pella belong you me, can mari na sorry lo you, na make him you stop bell easy. I'm speaking to you in Tok Pisin, which is the trade language used in Papua New Guinea. But let me say that again in English so that you can understand. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. For those of you that don't know me, let me briefly introduce myself, although Pastor did a great job already this morning. My name is Jonathan Federwitz, and I've been a member of Messiah here for about a year now. But prior to coming here, I served as a missionary pilot in Papua New Guinea for 23 years with Wycliffe Bible Translators and Lutheran Bible Translators. This morning, I'm here not only with my wife, Carrie, but also my daughter, Leah, and we have three other children. And all of us, as a family, lived in Papua New Guinea, where I flew missionaries in and out of remote areas in Papua New Guinea where there are no roads. I served through a missionary aviation organization called JARS, which has its headquarters here in Waxhaw, North Carolina. And currently, I serve here at JARS, at the JARS headquarters, to train pilots to prepare them for service on the mission field. Now, there's a lot more that I'd love to share with you about being a missionary pilot and the specialized training that I give at JARS, but that's not the purpose of the message this morning. That's what we did during the Bible class between services. So some of you already got that. But what I'd like to focus on this morning is the text of my message, which was read in the gospel lesson. And I'd like to focus on the last verse, John 1, verse 9. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. In our Western world today, very few people have ever been exposed to a situation where there is absolutely no light. I have experienced complete darkness a number of times during my years in Papua New Guinea. Now, we had electricity in our home, but often I spent time in remote areas where there was no electricity. I quickly realized how much light is given off by the moon. But during the new moon, or when the moon is hidden by cloud cover, it becomes pitch black. And often I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. Now that's particularly unnerving when trying to walk on unfamiliar, uneven ground to an outhouse in the middle of the night. A flashlight is so helpful. Now you might have experienced something similar if your electricity ever went out during a storm in the middle of the night. It's nearly impossible to do anything. Now what is the first thing that you want to do in such a situation? Find some light, right? With the phones that we have these days, the first thing I usually reach for is my phone and tap on the built-in flashlight. It's amazing what so little light will do in the darkness. Light coming into darkness is a powerful image of God's intervention in desperate parts of human history. The prophet Isaiah, pointing hundreds of years into the future, says of the coming of Christ, in Isaiah 9:2, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Dwelling in deep darkness of sin, separated from God, is at a whole different level from having the power go out and groping around for a few minutes trying to find a flashlight. Our missionary friends, Tommy and Connie Logan, are Bible translators for the Kaswa language of Papua New Guinea. After they translated the book of Acts into the Kaswa language, they asked their local pastor if they could read a portion on a Sunday morning. God led them to choose Acts chapter 19. In this chapter, Paul preaches in Ephesus, and the sorcerers were strongly convicted when they heard his message. So they went back to their house, returned with all of their sorcery items, built a large bonfire, confessed their sin publicly, and threw these items into the fire. So after Tommy read this section in Kaswa that Sunday morning, the whole church began murmuring until finally one of the deacons stood up and said, Today we have heard God's word in our own language about what happened with the problem of sorcery in Ephesus. We should also do the same thing. So when the Kaswa community had the dedication service for the book of Acts, they built a large bonfire, and seven sorcerers came forward with their items of sorcery. They publicly confessed their sin, threw their items into the fire, and said, "Koti tekea," which means "it is finished." They had followed the example of the sorcerers in Ephesus. God's word illuminated their spiritual darkness and freed them from it. I was there a number of years later with my daughter Leah in October 2017 when the Kaswa New Testament was dedicated. There was a great celebration. There was only one book in their language, but it was the Bible, and everyone came to celebrate it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. About 500 years ago, our forefather and brother in the faith, Martin Luther, translated the New Testament into the German language so that his people could hear God speak in their own language without barrier. Luther's translation spawned a flurry of translation activities in other European languages, and as people began to wrestle with God's word in their own language, they experienced Jesus as he is revealed in Scripture and the peace that comes from hope in Christ. While translating, Luther wrote to his friend Thomas Lang, "I wish that this book alone, in all languages, would live in the hands, eyes, ears, and hearts of all people." And yet, 500 years later, after Luther's New Testament translation, millions of people still don't have a Bible in their own language. Without access to God's word, people remain in the dark, experiencing feelings of confusion, hopelessness, and frustration. But I have seen how the gospel brings comfort and hope, dispelling these dark feelings. On February 26, 2018, the southern highlands of Papua New Guinea was rocked by a 7.5-magnitude earthquake. In the weeks and months afterwards, there were hundreds of aftershocks recorded with a magnitude of 4.0 or greater and countless other smaller tremors. This seismic activity brought havoc, including mudslides, ruined gardens, polluted rivers, and displaced villages. For weeks, each night, people were running out of their homes, terrified by each new tremor. During this time, there was a widespread lack of basic necessities such as food, water, shelter, medicine, and clothing. Our aviation team was instrumental in helping to bring initial aid of food, clothing, clean water, and shelter. And I was privileged to be one of the pilots bringing in those supplies. Villages near airstrips swelled to 2 or 3 times their normal size because the airstrips were where the aid was delivered. But though the physical needs were pressing, our missionaries quickly recognized that the biggest need of the people in these communities was tackling the fear gripping them. We saw a unique opportunity to help train people in biblically based trauma healing. Two of the language groups most affected by the earthquakes were Anabasalu and Kaluli, which were languages where we had active Bible translation programs. A team of missionaries went in to conduct a trauma healing workshop. The participants were able to share their stories, and their fears were affirmed as normal, and they were given biblically based tools to help them overcome those fears. God's word, applied to their situation, was able to bring them great healing and comfort. The good news is the Anabasalu New Testament is very near to completion now. And even better news, the Kaluli New Testament has now been completed and was just dedicated in February, which means last week on Easter Sunday, they were able to celebrate in their own language, Dasilia Gane, which means "He is risen." The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. My brother, David Federwitz, is a missionary with Lutheran Bible Translators. And for many years, he worked among the Kamba people in Ghana, West Africa. And the Kamba people celebrated receiving the New Testament in their language in 2014. A couple of years ago, my brother David returned to the Kamba language community for the first time after the COVID pandemic. He joined the growing Christian church in joyous worship. Looking around, he was struck by all the well-used and worn-out New Testaments. You see, they had God's word to help bring them through the COVID pandemic. They only have one book in their language, but that book is the New Testament, and they want to share the good news. And even more exciting, just as Luther hoped for, soon they will hold the full Kamba Bible in their language and speak it from their lips and hide it in their hearts. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Think of the times when the light of the Word of God has pushed back the darkness during a troubled or deeply distressing part of your life. Maybe it pierced through grief you walked in after losing your parents or a spouse. Maybe it was when that thing you hoped nobody would find out became public and you had no choice but to walk through those consequences. Or maybe it was that one time you thought all was lost and you would never recover. What would you have done if you had not had God's word and your Christian community to turn to in that situation? Would you have made it through? If you've walked through such a season of life, then from a deep place you know God's power to save. And you believe everyone deserves the opportunity to experience the hope found through the light of God's word. Maybe you're walking through that dark season right now, where things really feel hopeless and you're not sure how it will turn out. I'm here to give you hope through the words from our gospel lesson this morning, John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Perhaps you're fine right now, but there's someone in your life who is struggling, far from God right now, stumbling in the darkness through confusion, hopelessness, and fear. They need the light and hope of the gospel revealed in the Word of God. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Let us celebrate that we have such free access to God's Word in our own language, available to us on our bookcases, on our phones, in audio format, video format, you name it. If we or someone else are walking through a dark period, God's Word is right there to speak to us. It's as quick as pulling up your Bible app and taking in God's Word. Let's also remember those who are still waiting, those who hunger for something greater than they are currently experiencing in this world, who will one day too receive the light of the gospel through God's means of grace, His revealed Word of Christ, crucified, risen, and reigning for the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. I think especially of Papua New Guinea, where we lived and worked for 23 years. About 220 languages in Papua New Guinea now have at least the New Testament. And by God's will, translation work is currently underway in 135 additional languages. But there are over 250 languages in Papua New Guinea alone still waiting to receive God's word. Let us remember them in our prayers, asking and trusting the Lord of the harvest will, by His power, bring His word to all peoples in all languages around the world to the glory of His name. God's word is a gift for us, and a gift meant for everybody. The true light, which gives light to everyone, has come into the world. His name is Jesus, and He invites us to know and trust Him in our darkest hours, and to share the good news about who He is here in our community and all the way to the ends of the earth. Before I close, let me just encourage you as you walk out this morning, if you'd like to, we have a display table in the narthex, and Carrie and Lee and I would be happy to chat with you if you have any questions about anything I've shared or about our ministry. But let me close now with a familiar verse from Philippians 4, verse 7. God by you making you pela ista belizi through one time Christ Jesus. Na bel na ting ting blo you pla, he can stop good through. That might not have sounded familiar to you, so let me give it to you in English. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.